You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in once again to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Charles Midas. He is the CEO of ESS Renewables, a global solar PV distributor committed to providing high-quality products with superior service. And Mr. Midas, thanks for joining us here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to learning a few things from you here today on behalf of ESS Renewables. So for starters, tell us about your company and the sector and what sparked your interest and your entry into the solar energy sector.
Yeah, well, what sparked my interest was the two things. It was the long-term business that is the renewable sector, and also it was going into a business that actually did good for others, whether that's people or the world and environment. So those are the two things that got me into the solar/renewable sector. And the business really came about after a long journey, as I would say, of interesting strategic partnerships that took time to materialize and shape, but we were able to put together a group of suppliers and a network of manufacturers to be able to handle the U.S. distribution for them. And that's what you got with ESS Renewable.
I certainly appreciate that report and also an overview of the company. So what led to the inception of ESS Renewables? Get into some details in the backstory there.
Yeah, so I always had the entrepreneurial mindset. Ever since I can remember, 7, 8 years old, I always knew I wanted to start my own company. And when I was as a freshman in college, I just realized, this is not for me. I'm wasting my parents' money, on tuition. So I had a long talk with them, and I said, look, I want to drop out and start my own company. And, they said, okay, that's fine, but you're on your own, kind of tough love. We're not going to, finance your life. If you want to do that, you got to make it on your own. I was like, that's fair. So that was 2016, and the second that I dropped out, I started hit the ground running. I'd actually started with door-to-door sales, just selling solar residential, and I slowly learned the industry from the consumer side, and started putting the pieces together to understand it from the utility scale/commercial side. And I think that was very important to learning a lot in a short period of time. And that's probably why we have been able to grow at the rate in which we're growing at.
And that is a fantastic report on that front as well. Now, what makes the company the one-stop source solar equipment supplier, and how does it stand out from the competition in the market?
I would say that just the reason that we stand out is, like I mentioned earlier, is just because of our strategic alignment with the manufacturers. So, we have direct partnerships and direct allocations with OEM manufacturing facilities in Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Ukraine, and Turkey. And something that in the industry that's sort of standard is, I'm not bashing them, a lot of distributors are buying what's already domestically available and kind of just flipping it, daily. So whatever's already been imported, they're buying it and reselling it to either another distributor or a client or an end user. What we're doing is we're sort of bridging the gap between the shipments and helping the U.S. customer have the same trust in placing their money with us as if they were to buy it overseas, and we're eliminating that fear factor, and it also allows us to access a wide variety of products and different types of products to meet each different client's needs. I would say that's what definitely makes us stand out the most is our relationships internationally.
And once again, we're joined by Mr. Charles Midas, the CEO of ESS Renewables, a global solar PV distributor committed to providing high-quality products with superior service. He's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, talk to us about the recent surge in popularity for the solar industry, and what does the future look like for the industry according to what you're seeing currently?
Well, the recent surge is awesome. A lot of it has to do with knowledge and information, and just the online internet, and a lot of more people are aware, and it's being talked about more because it's a issue. Climate change is a real issue, and people are becoming more knowledgeable about it. And if you go 4 to 5 years ago, that's when I really started seeing large leaps in the renewable sector. And every year since then, it's been beating the records, of installs and renewable projects done year after year. And that's what I've seen with the recent surge. In regards to the future for the industry, I see nothing but continuous growth and really helping put a large dent on climate change and doing everything in our power to try and right the wrongs of the past.
And there you go, and already making a difference just from that response right there. Good stuff. Now, moving forward, what does the future look like for your company, and how can listeners get in touch with you when needed?
Yeah, so the future for ESS is to enter the U.S. manufacturing industry. We have partnerships with a lot of, as I said, manufacturers overseas, and we've been in talks, and I don't want to disclose too much right now, but we've had some very, very good talks and making progress, and we're looking to open a U.S.-based manufacturing facility in the coming years. That's the next big hurdle to not just be a distributor of solar products and modules, but to actually be distributing our own modules that we're manufacturing domestically. And listeners can get in touch with us and get a lot more information if they go to essrenewable.com. That's our website. And we also have a LinkedIn page, just the company, and Twitter, along with Facebook and Instagram.
And there you have it. Again, that website is essrenewable.com. Really do appreciate your visit. Before you go, in conclusion, anything else you'd like to add or make us aware of in form of a tip or a takeaway today?
I just think tell the listeners that, if you're not knowledgeable about it, and, maybe it's something that you don't see as an urgent issue, maybe take a step back and sort of look at it from a bird's eye view and see the larger picture, because it's not about making a change today. And if we do this, what's it going to look like tomorrow or the next week or even a year from now? We're talking about, quarter century to half decade or to half century, timelines, and think about your kids and your kids, and what type of environment do you want them to be brought up in? Because that is what starts today, but it will leave an impact for the future generations to come. That would be the most I could ask of the listeners. Just, look at it from a larger picture.
That is well stated, and really do appreciate your perspective on that. Again, folks, it is essrenewable.com. Mr. Midas, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Charles Midas, the CEO of ESS Renewables. a global solar PV distributor committed to providing high-quality products with superior service. And for all the details, simply visit essrenewable.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.